At KVGC News Time, 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday, the fifth day of December. President Trump has declared today a national day of mourning in recognition of the passing and funeral of President George H.W. Bush, our 41st president. Funeral will take place today in Washington. Now, all federal buildings will be closed, which will include the post office. Now, in Amador and Calaveras County, all county offices will also be closed except for the essential services, which will continue to operate on their holiday schedules, and that includes the sheriff's department, emergency road workers. In Calaveras County, the county landfill and transfer stations will also be open as well. And there is school in both Amador and Calaveras County. Now, all financial markets traditionally close during a presidential funeral and will do so again today, so there will be no stock market. The last time this happened was for the funeral of President Ford in 2007. The markets also closed for President Reagan in 2004 and for President Nixon in April of 1994. Now, as far as city offices go, the city of Ione, the city of Jackson, and the city of Plymouth have all announced that they will be open today. They will be open today. The city of Sutter Creek, as of late yesterday, was uncertain if they were going to close or remain open. So you'll have to check with them this morning. And once again, there is school in both Amador and Calaveras counties.
Final election results in Amador County official after the Board of Supervisors voted to certify the results at Tuesday's meeting. Candy Thompson re-elected in the Amador School District Board of Directors, District 1, receiving 59% of the vote to challenger John Ellison's 41%. District 2 was the closest race in the county, with the lead changing several times as the votes were counted. But Deborah Polskamp edged out Shane Alderson by 34 votes, 1,734 votes to Alderson's 1,700. James Marzano defeated District 3 incumbent Bob Laurent 58-41%. Daniel Epperson and Dominic Atlin re-elected to the Ione City Council, both with 24% of the vote. Stacy Rhodes claimed the third and final seat in Ione over incumbent Lori Lord, 19% to Lord's 18%. Plymouth elects Peter Amoroso with 41% and Valerie Kleinfelter with 32% to the city council. Sandy Kyle trailed with 25%. Susan Peters won the District 4 seat on the Amador Water Agency board with 36% of the vote, topping Stacy Martinez and Robert Yardley, who received 32% and 30% respectively. All told, 17,784 people in Amador County cast their votes for a turnout percentage of almost 80%, the highest in the state.
And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors yesterday accepted the resignation of County Administrative Officer Timothy Lutz. Lutz has served as the CAO since April of 2017. He will be leaving after the first of the year to assume the role of Health and Human Services Agency Director for Tulare County. Lutz said he had very mixed emotions in leaving Calaveras County and is tremendously grateful for the support of the Board of Supervisors over his tenure as CAO. Lutz said he feels he is leaving county administration with excellent staff in key roles needed for ongoing success, and thank the Board of Supervisors, county staff, and community partners for their support. In addition to accepting Lutz's resignation, the board directed him to bring a contract forward on December 18th, their next regularly scheduled meeting, a contract with Manuel Lopez to serve as interim CAO. Lopez served previously as the county's interim CAO prior to Lutz's appointment. Before that, Lopez served as the county administrative officer for San Joaquin County for nearly 12 years.
Well, time running out to make a child's wish come true this holiday season. Next Monday, the deadline to participate in the annual Angel Tree program. Angel Tree provides holiday gifts to local children up to 17 years of age. Angels printed with a child's holiday wish list available on angel trees at a variety of businesses throughout Amador County. Community members can sponsor a child by selecting an angel and purchasing a desired gift. Now, some people choose to donate money to the program for the purchase of gifts for children on their behalf. Some people purchase a gift of their choice to donate, and staff match the gift with the wish lists of the children. The staff, again, match the gift that you give with the desired gift of the child. Now, the Comanche Lake and Upcountry Community Centers have been coordinating the annual Amador County Angel Tree Program since 2007. Last year, the Angel Tree Program provided gifts for 500 local children, thanks to the generosity of community partners and local donors. The community centers accept gifts for all ages and monetary donations for the Angel Tree Program year-round. If you or your organization would like to make a donation, call 257-1980, extension 104.
And this coming Friday, December 7th, a day that President Roosevelt said will live in infamy and in remembrance of Pearl Harbor, the American Legion family of the American Legion Post 108 Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion will remember that day in December 1941 with a remembrance ceremony throughout the morning. Everybody is welcome to come to the post at 8:30. Coffee, hot tea, or hot chocolate. They'll also have muffins and donuts. And the American Legion family will be showcasing the movie Pearl Harbor, along with showcasing memorabilia of that day. Again, all are welcome to come and remember a day that will live in infamy. You can call Charlene Buckley at 296-4438 for complete details. And for a complete look at yesterday's Amador County Board of Supervisors meeting, you can actually go to the KVGC Facebook page and watch it live right there. Or actually, it's recorded, but you can watch it all. Or you can join us at 8:30 this morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along with the audio update of yesterday's board meeting. It was a long one yesterday. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Again, if you see one of our Christmas to Remember partners set up throughout Amador or Calaveras County collecting money today, let's make it a Christmas to Remember. Okay, we've got the Rotary Clubs and the Lions Clubs of both Amador and Calaveras County set up at various locations today collecting money for us. And don't forget, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center, I'm
JD.
You already said that. I'm Jim Geedy.
And I'm still Jim.
There we go. All right.